Good morning. The September 30th, 2021 Administration Committee meeting will now begin. For the record, this is a virtual meeting and all board members and participants are by telephone. I will now take roll call. Board Member Morocco?
Here.
Board Member Gordon? Board Member Gordon?
Yes.
Thank you. And I received a message that Board Member Adams has a meeting conflict and is not able to join the meeting. Operator, we would like to open the floor for public comments. Can you please provide instructions for entering the queue to make a public comment?
Certainly. Ladies and gentlemen, the floor is now open for public comments. If you would like to make a public comment, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad to enter the queue. You will hear a brief tone to indicate that you have successfully entered the queue. Priority access will be given to any participant who has pre-registered, and these comments will be taken in turn. We will then take public comments from remaining participants on a first-come, first-served basis. Each person will have 2 minutes for their public comment. A warning will be provided when 15 seconds remain. Once again, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue to make a public comment. And there is one speaker in queue. The speaker is Joseph Clift. Joseph, your line is live and your time will now begin.
Good morning, committee members. I have several points and several requests. I'm happy to see that New Jersey Transit Finance has put a comparison point to the actuals in the entire financial package this month. It states budget. It should state forecast. I know there's a footnote on one page, but throughout the report it says budget, budget, budget. There is no budget for fiscal 22. Simply say forecast. And it would be nice to see what that forecast is for the year in a separate document. The way the information is presented, it's almost buried, but there's a concerning statistic. Passenger revenue is down 5% for August. It's down 8% for rail and 9% for light rail. And my simple question is, what's the September flash report look like? Is this a one-off or is this a trend? The fact that New Jersey Transit does not report monthly numbers in their financials and just simply year-to-date, I think is a problem. It's done that way in the ridership and revenue report, and I suggest that this report be changed to show actual performance for the month that's reporting plus year-to-date. Two other points. One, I'd like to understand better the 158 rail negative vacancies. It's on page 8 of the report. I really don't understand that. Is that 158 vacancies over budgeted level? It would be nice to understand that. And lastly, it would be very useful if this report separated out for CRISA
15 seconds remain.
And ARPA, the two stimulus packages that are now there, would separate out the part that's under negotiation with New York State and the part that's not. All that money is not under negotiation. It would be nice to know what portion is. It would be nice to see a report on that. Thank you very much, and have a good day.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if there were any remaining public comments, please press star 1 on your phone at this time. And there were no other public comments at this time.
Thank you, and thank you, public speaker. Board Member Morocco, do you have any comments?
No, thank you, Joyce.
Thank you. Board Member Gordon, do you have any comments?
No, thank you.
Thank you. Next is the financial update, Michael Court.
Thank you, Joyce. Good morning, board members and members of the public. I'm pleased to present New Jersey Transit's financial update for the period July 1st, 2021 through August 31st, 2021. Additional information related to key performance indicators, vacancy trends, revenue and ridership, and profit and loss details not presented can be found in the appendix. On slide 1, I'd like to point out that the summary of operating results includes a fiscal year-to-date budget column. This fiscal year 22 budget data is for reference purposes only, shown as presented at the March board meeting, but has not been approved by the board of directors. The through the first 2 months of fiscal year 22, ending August 31st, 2021, New Jersey Transit's net loss from operations was $108.1 million, plus $191.9 million of federal stimulus funds, less a $0.9 million loss related to the timing of reimbursable project revenue, for a net gain for the month of $82.9 million. This compares to last year, where we reported a $216.1 million loss from operations, a $175 million CARES Act reimbursement, and a $3.7 million loss due to the timing of reimbursable project revenue, for a net loss of $44.8 million. Compared to budget, net income from operations is favorable by $3.2 million. This includes favorable operating revenue equal to budget and expenses being favorable to budget by $3.2 million. On a year-to-date basis, revenue is $42.9 million, or 112% above last year's passenger revenue, but note that last year's passenger revenue was even more severely depressed by the impact of the pandemic on ridership. Rail operations revenue for the month is $24.6 million, or 152% higher than last August. Revenue from bus operations is $17.8 million, or 85% higher than the same period of last year. And revenue from light rail operations is $0.5 million, or 37% higher than the same period of last year. State operating assistance has decreased from last year, but funding from the New Jersey Turnpike has increased significantly over last year, up $87 million from the comparable period last year. On the expense side, relative to budget, labor and fringe expense combined are unfavorable by $4.1 million, or 1.7%. Outside service costs are $3.4 million, or 13.5% below budget, primarily due to a decrease in professional and technical service costs. Material and supply expense are $1.5 million, or 6.1% above budget, primarily due to lower than anticipated service vehicle maintenance costs, offset by higher than expected revenue vehicle material and reconditioned part costs. Purchase transportation costs are $2 million, or 5.3% below budget, and other expenses are favorable by $3 million, or 6.1%, mainly due to reduced lease and rental expense. For the month of August, we drew down $83.8 million of CARES funds. This was the final drawdown of the $1.4 billion of funds we were allocated back in May of 2020. $36.1 million of CARISA funds were also drawn down in August. This was the final drawdown of the $68.1 million tranche that has been allocated to us thus far, and we made our first drawdown of $40 million of the $255 million of American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA funds, that we have been allocated, that has been allocated to us thus far. On the second slide, page two is a more detailed view of farebox revenues. The dotted line at the top of each graph is the pre-COVID baseline, while the solid lines represent the 12-month rolling actual revenue since September of 2020. September saw a slight decline of $300,000 from August, breaking a string of 5 months of sequential growth in farebox. On the third slide, this next slide illustrates the comparison of farebox recovery ratios across two separate periods. The top line on each chart depicts the farebox recovery ratio during the pre-COVID timeframe of September 2018 to August 2019. The bottom line shows the dramatic decrease in the recovery ratio during the most recent 12-month period. As you can see on the charts, we've seen a slight 1% decrease overall from last month, with the bus and light rail ratios remaining flat and rail reporting a decrease of 4% over last month. On slide four, our operating cash balance on August 31st, 2021 was $114.9 million. An $8.7 million increase from July. On July 31st, 2021, we had no outstanding balance on the credit facility, and our long-term debt balance was $1.1 billion. Last page, slide five, illustrates the status of our federal stimulus funding. We are currently utilizing three different sources of federal funds that have been made available to New Jersey Transit for COVID relief. The first source of funds was the $1.4 billion made available through the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act of 2020, or CARES Act. Drawdowns began in May of 2020. The final drawdown of $83.8 million was made in the month of August. The Coronavirus Response and Relief Supplemental Appropriations Act of 2021, or CARISA, was the next tranche of funds made available to New Jersey Transit. As of today, only $68 million has been awarded. As I mentioned earlier, the entire amount has been drawn down. The American Rescue Plan Act of 2021, or ARPA, is the final tranche of funds made available to us. New Jersey Transit has been awarded $255.8 million of the $2.36 billion made available through this act. As is the case with CARISA funding, we are still awaiting the results of the ongoing negotiations with the state of New York that will determine how much of the remaining $2.1 billion we will be entitled to draw down. The first drawdown of ARPA funds in the amount of $40 million was made in August. We're still awaiting the results of the ongoing negotiations with the state of New York that will also determine amounts to be available under CARISA and ARPA. An update will be provided in subsequent months once the splits are finalized. Generally speaking, eligible costs for these drawdowns to date would include labor and fringe benefits, purchase transportation costs, professional services, electric propulsion power, and fuel for revenue vehicles. Of these expenses, the majority, or approximately 79% of the funds, has been to support labor and fringe. Thank you, and that concludes my report.
Thank you. Board Member Morocco, do you have any questions or comments?
No, thank you.
Thank you. Board Member Gordon, do you have any questions or comments?
Just this. I mean, can anyone comment perhaps a little bit more detail about where we stand with New York and the negotiations? I thought my understanding was that we've asked authorities in Washington to get involved. I would assume our federal legislators are involved. We have any idea where this is moving?
Board Member Gordon, I'll take that. It's Kevin. Right now, it's at the highest levels with the respective governor's office and with the federal officials, and they said our delegation, keeping them informed. So obviously, there's legislative intent that went into that legislation. But we are also, as you mentioned, with Connecticut. Again, it's 49 out of 50 states are following the formula, and that's the position of New Jersey and Connecticut. So, but those negotiations right now are going on. As you know, New York has had a change in government in the governor's office, so I think that also plays into it. But that is at this point, it's at not in our hands. It's at the at the highest levels as they try to sort that out.
Just one other question, and it's not related to the material presented here, but it is a financial issue. I think, as we all know, there is a proposal for congestion pricing in New York, which is potentially going to have quite an impact on all mass transit systems. In the hearings on Friday, I didn't really hear any representation from New Jersey Transit. Are we getting involved in this fight at all?
Remember, it's Kevin again. Yes, we have been. We participated with the MTA official that we were invited to a forum that we did participate in. Together with DOT, so we are following that, and certainly the timing of that as that program evolves, any obviously has potential impact on ourselves, the Port Authority, et cetera, and that depending on the what would finally be adopted could have a positive impact as far as driving ridership to us, but the there are obviously a lot of bigger issues beyond that. So so we are participating and following the issue.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Board members, that concludes the agenda for the Administration Committee. Thank you for your participation. You may disconnect your lines.